Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The Feast of the Epiphany, typically been celebrated January 6th has been kind of the set date for a very, very long time. But most dioceses in the United States transfer it to the second Sunday of Christmas season. So that's what we are celebrating today. And I just have a couple of thoughts on Epiphany that I'll share with you. But I guess the first is this, the primary feast, the primary reason, the primary kind of like thought or purpose behind Epiphany. And if you catch the readings, the first reading, the responsorial psalm, the idea is the Epiphany is this manifestation. It's this making known of the Lord to the world. So previous to the Epiphany, really, all of the Old Testament was pretty much the house of Israel, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and their children, David and his sons. And Israel was the apple of God's eye. They were the chosen people, the royal nation, but they were very much closed in on themselves. We are the chosen people. All you Gentiles are not. Screw you guys. We have the promise. And that was pretty much the gist of it. But at the Epiphany, this is a definitive turning point in salvation history. Now, instead of just the nation of Israel, now instead of just the people of the covenant, it's been open to all nations. And that's what the responsorial psalm is getting at. Lord, every nation on earth will adore you. The Gentiles, represented by the Magi, are coming to worship God. They weren't Jews. They weren't of Jewish descent. They were from the Orient, from the East, more than likely, commentators say, probably from the Iran area of the Middle East, that saw the star and came to bring gifts and worship the new king. So this is a feast of the spreading out of the faith that all nations, you and I included as Gentiles, the spreading out of the faith to all nations, all peoples are included in the new covenant. So that's one thing. And I guess the other point I would make is that the Magi, and by the way, I guess a side note here, the word Magi itself, right, is plural. Magius is singular. The plural is Magi. Okay, that's the three Magi, or it doesn't actually say three. We just assume since there are three gifts that there were three Magi. And we have a tradition of the three names of the Magi. But these are not the only Magi mentioned in Scripture, by the way. So if you want a fun little homework assignment, look up the last Magi. The other Magi, the other one that's mentioned, Magius is the singular. He gets a thumb down. The ones in today's gospel, they get a thumb up. They did good. They follow the star. They worship the Christ. The other one is mentioned, I'll give you a hint, it's in the Acts of the Apostles, and he gets a thumb down. He was not so great. But anyways, the Magi, the word Magi is wise men. It's kind of astrologers, those who've watched the stars, but it's also kind of, it's the same word that they would use for like magicians or sorcerers. It's the same word for all of that, the wise men. And for them, like following the stars, that was its own kind of magic, so to speak. But the point I want to make is that I don't know what the population was 2,000 years ago on the planet. Several million, I would assume. But it was only those who paid attention, only those who noticed, only those who were looking saw the signs that were there. Everybody, presumably everyone, could see the same stars. But only those who were paying attention noticed enough to be led to meet Christ. And that's still going on today. The signs are all around us, brothers and sisters. There are signs of life in the church. And it's true that the church, the numbers of the church overall of the United States are dwindling. But the Lord is at work. The Holy Spirit is at work. And the signs are there. But only those who pay attention, who notice, are going to be led and drawn to Christ. And through being led and drawn to Christ, they help share that light with others so that he can be proclaimed to all nations. Please stand.
I believe one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and life of the world to come. Amen. Confidence, let us offer our prayers and petitions to our Heavenly Father.
For the nations of the world, in darkness, that their leaders may be drawn to the dawning of brightness in Jesus Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the Holy Catholic Church, that she may welcome all who seek peace and truth in the fold, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For universal charity, that all bigotry, narrowness, and racism may be driven from our hearts, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For a spirit of humble worship in our lives, that we may adore Jesus in the Eucharist with the devotion of the Magi who brought gifts, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the souls of the faithfully departed, that eternal light may shine on them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For these and for all the petitions in our parish prayer box, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for the gift of rain, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we bring all these prayers and petitions before you. We ask you to hear and answer them as they're in accord with your will, for we ask them through Christ our Lord. Amen.
For the preparation of the gifts, please sing hymn number 604, We Are Many Parts.
We are many parts. We are all one body, and the gifts we have, we are given to share. May the Spirit of love make us one indeed, one the love that we share. On our hope in despair, on the cross that we bear, God of all, we look to you. We would be your servants true. Let us be your love to all the world. We are many parts, we are all one body, and the gifts we have, we are given to share. May the Spirit of love make us one indeed. One the love that we share, one our hope in despair, one the cross that we bear.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
Sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Look with favor, Lord, we pray, on these gifts of your church, in which are offered now not gold or frankincense or myrrh, but he who by them is proclaimed, sacrificed and received, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, almighty and eternal God. For today you have revealed the mystery of our salvation in Christ as a light for the nations. And when he appeared in our mortal nature, you made us new by the glory of his immortal nature. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim.
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest.
You therefore, most merciful Father, we make humble prayer and petition through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, that you accept and bless these gifts, these offerings, these holy and unblemished sacrifices, which we offer you firstly for your holy Catholic Church. Be pleased to grant her peace, to guard, unite, and govern her throughout the whole world, together with your servant Francis, our Pope, and Carl, our Bishop, and all those who hold into the truth and on the Catholic and Apostolic faith. Remember, Lord, your servants. All gathered here whose faith and devotion are known to you. But then we offer the sacrifice of praise that they offer for themselves and all who are dear to them, for the redemption of their souls and hope of health and well-being, and paying their homage to you, the eternal God, living and true, celebrating the most sacred day on which your only begotten Son, eternal with you in your glory, appeared in a human body, truly sharing our flesh and in communion with those whose memory we venerate, especially the glories of our Virgin Mary, Mother of our God and Lord Jesus Christ, and Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles and martyrs, Peter and Paul, Andrew, and all your saints. We ask that through their merits and prayers and all things we may be defended by your protecting help. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Therefore, Lord, we pray, graciously accept this oblation of our service, that of your whole family. Order our days in your peace, and command that we be delivered from eternal damnation, and counted among the flock of those you have chosen. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Please, O God, we pray, to bless, acknowledge, and approve this offering in every respect. Make it spiritual and acceptable, so that it may become for us the body and blood of your most beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. The day before he was to suffer, he took bread in his holy and venerable hands, and with the eyes raised to heaven to God, his almighty Father, giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, will be given up for you." Similar way, when supper was ended, he took this precious chalice in his holy and venerable hands, and once more giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."